It's been a tough year for Family Dollar. In April, less than a year after it made plans to expand its footprint, the company announced it was closing 370 stores. Then last month, activist investor Carl Icahn took a 9.4% stake and started pushing the board to put the company up for sale. Now the Matthews-based discount store chain says earnings fell by a third over the past quarter. But CEO Howard Levine is optimistic. He told investors on a conference call Thursday the board started a detailed review of the business in January, and he's starting to see a light at the end of the tunnel.
We're actively taking steps to improve our results, and our trends are beginning to improve. We have a great business and are in the early stages of a turnaround.
One of those steps is to start selling beer and wine in most of its stores. Family Dollar's been selling alcohol in about 200 stores for the past 2 years. Levine says customers who buy beer and wine tend to buy more of other products while they're in the store.
While it is a lower margin category, what we're also excited about is the size of that basket being 2 to 3 times what our normal basket, our average basket is.
Family Dollar will finish store closings by the end of August. The company's stock ended the day down 12 cents at $64.12. For WFAE News, I'm Duncan McFadden in Charlotte.